You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. Now to Scotland, where the Scottish port city of Aberdeen is known as the oil capital of Europe. The city's gotten rich serving the British oil and gas fields in the North Sea. Its real estate prices are the second highest in the UK, and it has been said that there were as many millionaires there as in London. But the high cost of drilling in the North Sea, combined with the falling price of crude, has hit Aberdeen pretty hard, and the city's prosperous image has started to crumble. From Aberdeen, Stephen Beard reports.
Looking out over Aberdeen Harbour, author Mike Shepherd gazes gloomily at the almost empty dock.
I've seen it a lot busier. There's very few boats to be seen here. It's a sign of the depression we're seeing in the oil industry in Aberdeen.
So when the oil industry was booming, what would this harbour be like?
It would be full.
Shepherd writes books about North Sea oil. He has to these days. It's his only, albeit inadequate, source of income.
I'm a petroleum geologist myself, and I can't find work. I write books in my spare time, but that doesn't make you a living. So I'm waiting for, hopefully, for the oil price to pick up so I can get a job again.
Business is booming here on the other side of the dock, at the food bank on Poynanook Road. Manager Dave Simmers has been doling out more and more parcels of donated food.
In here we've got pasta. Then we would have things like spaghetti rings. What is this? Pineapple chunks.
Simmers says for the first time ever he's seen once-rich oil workers coming in for a handout.
One man arrived in a four-wheel drive Porsche because he had nothing.
But he arrived in a Porsche. Why didn't he sell the Porsche?
It was being repossessed. So that was the tail end of his Porsche days at that point in time.
It isn't easy to feel sympathy for the extremely well paid. At the height of the boom, some of the rig workers were earning $1,500 a day. Mark Russell earned half that amount when he was employed selling communication equipment to the rigs. Still, $750 a day is a very good income. Or was. He hasn't worked since he was laid off 8 months ago. I found him in his local pub, drowning his sorrows in a cup of tea.
That is quite sobering and alarming at times when the outgoings continue to outgo, but there's nothing been coming in for nearly 8 months.
Russell is living off his savings, desperately applying for jobs and dazed by Aberdeen's reversal of fortune.
I think it's shocked a lot of people that it's happened so quickly and so dramatically. I certainly did not expect it to be this, you know, brutal and aggressive, and that really has shocked me.
70,000 jobs have been lost in the British sector of the North Sea over the past year due to the falling price of crude. Production costs are just too high in the often stormy waters off this coast. Dennis Cran is a veteran oil rig director from Texas. He's worked out of Aberdeen for more than 30 years. He's now turned to drilling in low-cost places, much further afield.
I have been working just recently in Tanzania. I've been working in Morocco, Gabon, Cameroon. I have a sniff of some work in Senegal.
So you've been totally unscathed by the fall in the price of crude.
Yeah, I've I'm saying that I'm okay for the moment. My last project ended in January, so I'm looking for my next one.
He says he'll stay in Aberdeen even though he's not drilling off this coast. He's tapping into an onshore resource, the expertise and the contacts built up here in the city. He believes that, like Houston, Aberdeen could evolve into an oil capital that doesn't actually produce a whole lot of oil. In Aberdeen, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.